The Lucille Ball Comedy Festival is next summer, but already you're making plans for it. And you came up with a huge, huge announcement earlier this week about it. Last year it was Jay Leno that appeared, which I didn't think anybody could top, but somehow you seem to have done it. Who's coming?
Jerry Seinfeld will be headlining the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival in 2015, coming to Jamestown August 1st.
All right, Journey, we've talked about this before, and I recall a conversation that you shared with me that you had with a booking agent once saying that this is show business, this is not show play. So there was a business element involved in making this. Can you share with us any of that information about how you went about getting a name like Jerry Seinfeld, who is so much in demand?
Well, what I can say is that it's something I've been working with his folks on for well over a year and a half. You know, we've been working on this for over a year and a half. And the key is being able to demonstrate a healthy demand and great audiences, and that's what we've done. You know, we fill venues, and it's a great audience each year, a mix of locals and tourists from as many as 37 states. Who come to the festival. So I think that track record is really what got it done.
And at the same time, there must have been a lot of legwork in just trying to make sure that dates remained open and things along those lines. Again, maybe share just some of the kind of the level of communication that was involved in making sure that, you know, when the opportunity came to be, that you were able to get Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, you really said it perfectly. It's about staying in close communication, and when someone is in as much demand touring nationally and internationally as Jerry Seinfeld is, you know, it's difficult to find a spot on his calendar, and so we're absolutely thrilled because Jamestown aims to present the best in comedy, and Jerry Seinfeld is exactly that.
What about Jerry Seinfeld, the announcement? Have you heard from people in the business? I'm sure you're very connected now. What are their thoughts about you landing this particular act?
Oh, I was flooded with emails and things from people in the industry just, you know, saying kudos, and that's obviously one of the biggest names in comedy. And, you know, many of them aren't surprised, and I think it's going to be fun to program the remainder of the festival because it's the 30th of July through August 2nd. Because who's not going to want to be part of a comedy festival headlined by Jerry Seinfeld?
Now, it's holiday season is fast approaching. Is there any chance that we can access tickets for this event by Christmas, or is that still a little ways off?
By Christmas, you can definitely purchase a membership to the Lucy Desi Center for Comedy. Chautauqua County residents, that's a $30 membership, and then there's several other levels. But that membership gives you a week sooner access to ticket sales. So that gives you access to the pre-sale February 2nd, and the tickets go on sale to the public February 9th.
Okay, and the dates, because it's going to be more than one show that Jerry Seinfeld's appearing in, right?
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld will be doing two shows, a 7 and a 9:30, on Saturday, August 1st. And the venue is the Jamestown Savings Bank Arena, which is where we presented Jay Leno. It has amazing acoustics as far as a major acoustic remediation that was done in the last few years. So it's a fantastic and intimate venue.
About how many does it seat?
The seating capacity is around 2,100 per show.
How was the Jay Leno show?
Fantastic. Jay Leno, I mean, everybody who saw the show and gave us feedback just said they felt like, wow, I was in the presence of a legend, and no matter where they were seated in the arena, just felt like they were closely involved in the show and could hear every word and, you know, in the presence of one of the greatest comedians ever.
Now, I know there's another development going on you want to touch upon just a little bit about involving holograms. Explain that a little bit for me, please.
We also just announced our partnership with Hologram USA in the development of the National Comedy Center. So this is a national attraction honoring the craft and its contributors in comedy. And we partnered with Hologram USA to produce a Lucy Ricardo hologram that does Vitamita Vegemin, the famous bit. And so we're excited because it really can give, it's designed to give people the experience, allow them to relive the experience as if they had been in an original audience.
So this is what? It's kind of a, it's you know, when I think of a hologram, I think of something that might be on a ticket or a card or something like that. But this is something larger than that.
Yes. The suspension of belief is pretty immediate, in being in its presence. And, you know, people all over the world are starting to use this even to campaign in politics. Most people are probably familiar in pop culture with the famous Tupac Coachella concert, in which Tupac Shakur came back and did this show as a hologram, and people were just amazed.
Okay.
Because of the lifelike nature of it on stage, and the feeling that they were reliving what it would have been like to be in the audience years prior. So, you know, it's designed to give people that experience.
Okay, so that's more information on that is still forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then finally, interesting little thought that you presented to me as we were talking offline here, that it is the middle of the winter in Jamestown. You guys did not get the snow that Buffalo got this time around, but your museum is open every day of the week.
That's right. We're open 7 days a week, year-round, and we have the admissions to make that worthwhile because people continue to come to this museum. And, you know, if you do end up getting a membership to give you access to the pre-sale for Jerry Seinfeld, that also gets you into the museum for free, and you can visit our holiday exhibit that starts in just about a week.
The holiday exhibit, to tell me more, please. What's going to be involved in that?
We recreate the way the famous living room of the Ricardos looked in the Lost Christmas episode of I Love Lucy. So for those of you who know about the Lost Christmas episode, there's some funny things that ensue with the Christmas tree, and we basically recreate that set here in the museum.
All right, Journey Gunderson. Well, thank you very much for your time, and again, congratulations on getting one of the biggest names in comedy and Jerry Seinfeld to come to your festival next summer.
Thank you very much.